An iconic Seattle house was up for auction today. As KUOW's Isolde Raftery reports, developers once offered Edith Macefield $1 million to sell her small Ballard home, but she resisted.
The developers were forced to build their complex all around Macefield's tiny house. And as they did, she became an icon for standing tough. There's a music festival named after her, and at least 40 people have a tattoo of her house. Macefield was in her 80s when she dug in her heels against developers. She had said she had just wanted to die in her home. After she passed away, she left it to a friend, and it ended up in foreclosure. That's how the house wound up in auction. Some of Macefield's fans showed up, like Lee Bazizikoff, co-founder of the Macefield Music Festival.
She just stood her ground and didn't care. She just wanted to stay in her home. And, you know, a lot of us feel that way. The neighborhood is changing. The economic landscape of the city is changing. And a lot of us want to preserve what we know and love.
A few feet from Bazizikoff, an auctioneer stood behind a small table. He mumbled the details of the sale. Bidders stood around him. There was back and forth, some confusion. And then...
Sold for $216,356.70.
So that property went back to the bank. The bank owns it.
But the house hadn't really sold. Ian Morrill of Caliber Real Estate was one of those bidders. He said there was a lien against the house. That means a buyer could have to pay over $500,000 for Edith's house. So why did Morrill even bother with a bid?
Just to get in the spotlight, basically. It was all a show.
Now the bank owns the house and can sell it on the open market. That could happen at any time. I'm Isolde Raftery, KUOW News.